And now for some more news. We begin with the revival of the Norwich Lanes Summer Fair, followed by news of trouble on the Broads.
The organisers of the Norwich Lanes Summer Fair have announced the popular event will be returning for 2019, a year after plans were pulled because of public safety concerns. Since it was launched in 2008, the Norwich Lanes Summer Fair has grown from event with the feel of a village fete to one which regularly attracts thousands of visitors. Now, following a year off after the 2017 fair exceeded all expectations, leading to increased running costs and health and safety concerns, the organisers have announced the popular summer event is set to return to Norwich's historic streets. Coinciding with the Lord Mayor's celebration, the summer fair will take place on Sunday, July the 7th. A post on the Norwich Lanes website announcing the news said, "This year's fair is very much about community, with the majority of businesses and residents taking part. It is also a showcase for the city's creative talent, with live performance and art at its heart. Home to numerous independent retailers, restaurants and bars, in previous years, the summer fair has seen everything from street markets, live music and workshops to art trails set up in the Norwich Lane streets, alleyways and courtyards. And organisers said the same could be expected this year. As usual, St Benedict Street will be given over to the ever-popular street market and the main stage will once again be situated on St Gregory's Green."
The number of Broads visitors finding themselves in troubled waters reached a 10-year high in the past 12 months, a report has revealed. Between April 2018 and March 2019, the Broads Authority was alerted to 68 separate incidents on the water, including boat fires, cardiac arrests, and people falling overboard. This amount is an increase of more than a dozen on the previous year, and the first time this decade that the number of incidents has surpassed 60.
Now, an alien species of mammal is threatening the ecosystem of the region's waters, it has been warned. In recent years, American mink, which were originally imported for their fur, have infiltrated the wildlife of the Broads and are placing some of the most precious species at serious risk. With a lack of a natural predator of its own, the mink are left to feast on a variety of different species, largely unchallenged, and the experts say they are far from fussy eaters. Water voles, moorhens, and even swans are known to have been butchered by the beasts, which as a non-native species is posing a real threat to the delicate balance of the Broads ecosystem, the Broads Authority, BA, has warned. To manage the threat, the authority works alongside the Norfolk Mink Project, an organisation found in 2003 to protect indigenous species from the invaders. Gavin Devaney, BA Environmental Officer, said, "We monitor mink activity using mink rafts and tracking clay cassettes, and if an area suggests mink activity, humane traps will be set in the area. The mink traps are fitted with devices which notify operatives daily on the status of the trap. If an American mink has been caught, it will be humanely dispatched and recorded."